Well, Ricky, fairly comfortable win in the end. When we played football, we could certainly outplay them. Did you make of it?
Yeah, it's important that we won, wasn't it? It was a potential banana skin, you know, their league form. It's been very up and down, obviously playing a level below us. It was a game that I think people expected us to win, and yeah, it was a game that we wanted to win. So, you know, I'm just pleased. I thought the performance was okay. In spells, it was good. But, you know, I thought it was a game where even in the first half, you know, the goal we conceded, it would have been nice to keep a clean sheet, but the goal we conceded, it sort of gives them hope in a game that they shouldn't really have hope in. And when you're only chasing one game, it's completely different. If we've gone in 2-0 up, you know, your team talk's completely different, your game plan for the second half is completely different. But unfortunately, we scored early in the second half, so give us that cushion again, and you know, we see the game out. If it wasn't for the, you know, the one that hit the crossbar and the missed penalty as well, it could have been a little bit more convincing. But going into the game, Nigel, when you don't have Danny Kelly, you don't have Dubia Bonner, Morgan Penfold, who was, we were hoping to be available, got injured Thursday night for the Peterborough United in the FA Youth Cup, so we were without the three recognised attacking players. We were forced into playing one up top. And that's a winger, you know. So he's always going to... Yeah, no, he's a good... Chev can play. Yeah. We know that. He's done it. He's done it on numerous occasions. But, you know, I would have took a 1-0 before the game. So to score four was really pleasing. To create the chances that we created was really pleasing. I just, you know, it's a good win. And hopefully now we'll give us some momentum going into the league.
Yes, on into the next round. It does mean a trip to Dorchester on Tuesday night, but we can enjoy that too.
Yeah, it's what it is, isn't it? We knew at some point it was going to happen. So... yeah, no, just relieved today. You know, money in the bank for the club, which is always nice after going out early doors in the FA Cup. So the chairman will be happy. We're happy. The players are happy. We'll enjoy the journey home, and then we'll prepare next week for a tough league game against Kettering.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.